In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Catching sight of the baby Jesus in his mother's arms, Simeon exclaims, "Master, now you let your servant go in peace." Known as the Nunc Dimittis, this is the third song that Luke includes in his stories about the birth of the Messiah. The other two, of course, are the Song of Zechariah, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel," and the Song of Mary, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." Notice what Simeon says. "My eyes have seen your salvation." The words are addressed to God the Father, and they refer to this new baby who has just arrived. God's salvation then can be seen, and it is a person. When we want to know how God saves, look at Jesus. That is what Luke is telling us in Simeon's words. We also hear that salvation is to be a light that will reveal God's purposes to all peoples and nations. And hence this concentration on the theme of light in our service today. And like the other songs in the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel, this one, the Nunc Dimittis, contains echoes of the Old Testament. Here, Luke is picking up on God's promises to Israel, which we find in the second part of the book of the prophet Isaiah. Israel, about to be freed from its exile in Babylon, is to be, says the prophet, a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. As the great and the good from many nations are gathered in Davos for the World Economic Forum, it is appropriate to ask what it means today for the light of God's salvation to be revealed to the nations in Jesus Christ. You will have heard many sermons that say that Jesus was not born to be a military or political figure. He was not that sort of Messiah. And yes, I have preached a few sermons like that myself. But nevertheless, God's salvation does pass judgment on political, social, economic structures of the world then and in our world today. "This child," said Simeon, "is destined for the falling and the rising of many. The light of Christ will shine into the dark places of the world to reveal how far they fall short of God's kingdom." Almost within sight of where Simeon would have been standing with Jesus in his arms, there is today a high wall separating Israelis from Palestinians, but also separating farmers from their fields, students from their schools, newborn babies from clinics. It is a monument to fear and mistrust on both sides, feelings that have grown up through many decades of hostility. The situation is proof of Jesus' words that those who hold on to life will lose it. It calls for an application of his command to love your enemies and those who hate you, as the first letter of John tells us There is no fear in love. If we live in love, we can live without fear of our, enemies. To quote again the song of Zechariah. Simeon's words about the falling and rising of many echo Mary's song, where she spoke of the poor being lifted up and the rich sent away empty. The leaders in Davos have no doubt been discussing situations that have become unsustainable, like obviously the current financial crisis. As St. Paul observed, love of money is the root of all evil. The evil in this case being a lack of perspective as the financial markets got more and more complex. And indeed, many of the rich are being sent away empty. But the poor are suffering too, as they always do, and more so. The sword pierces their soul too. Where it will end, we do not know, but it will undoubtedly be a painful process. And Simeon's words make clear that salvation is not easy. The light shining on our inmost thoughts and revealing the schemes of dictators and economic manipulators for what they are, that light is not welcome and it will be opposed. But will there be a moment of truth at Davos? A realization that things have to change? That is what Simeon seems to be saying. His waiting and his watching are now at an end, and he is content to go because he has seen with his own eyes how God's salvation will come about. In Jesus we see that before there is salvation, many will fall, many will know failure, weakness, pain and opposition. But God turns these very things into the raw material of new life. When we look at the history of Israel through Isaiah's eyes, when we look at the history of nations, where new, just societies have been rebuilt on the ruins of dictatorship and defeat, then we see God's salvation revealed. Simeon saw it in a tiny baby, and now we are being dismissed from that scene, soon to begin the hard road of Lent and the cross. And from that darkness, we emerge into the light of Easter, God's salvation, openly shown to all nations and to all generations. And to that same God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen. Amen.